I will speak to those who know to listen not with the ears of the body, but with the ears of the soul. For many have sought after the truth and have not been able to find it. These are the chronicles of the creation of the world, as told by Adam to his son Seth. Thank you. God came into being as just a passing thought in the perfect mind of pure spirit. And when he came into being, he caused a ripple in the primordial darkness. He looked around and supposed that he was alone who existed. And when he saw his own magnitude, in his arrogance, he said, with his power.
It is I alone who am God Almighty. There is none beside me.
And the voice came forth from pure spirit herself and said unto him, when pure spirit looked down into the region of darkness, her image appeared in the waters, and God became enamored with her. But he could not lay hold of that image in the waters, being without spirit himself. So he set apart the watery substance, and what was dry was divided into another place. And from matter he made for himself an abode, and he called it heaven. And because he possessed great powers, in this heaven God created great glories for himself, mighty armies and lords and angels and archangels, countless myriads, so that they might serve him and prove his greatness and sing his praises with harps and psalteries and trumpets. Then, by means of verbal expression, he created a world of matter. And from that matter, he fashioned a footstool for himself and called it Earth. Next, the ruler had a thought consistent with his evil nature born in the abyss of darkness. And he said to his accomplices,
"Let us create a man from the soil of the earth, from the soil of the earth, and make him in the image that appeared to me in the waters." We will create him in the image, that image that I saw, and the name he shall be known as will be
And they said, "She may see the form that we have modeled, and think it is her male counterpart, and come and join with him." "Then we may seize her and have her under our power." And they called the man Adam, because out of the earth they fashioned him. But the man would not rise. And God breathed into his face to endow him with a soul. But still he would not rise. Like storm winds they persisted in blowing, that they may try to capture that image which appeared to God in the waters. And they did not know the identity of its power. And when they had finished Adam, God abandoned him as an inanimate vessel. And they placed Adam in the garden. Then Pure Spirit sent her daughter, Eve of Life, in order that she might make Adam, who had no soul, arise. So that those whom he should engender might become containers of light. When Eve saw her male counterpart prostrate on the ground, she took pity upon him, and she said,
"Heaven, it's so simple. There is love to the funky music. Groove on. Give me the groove. Up and down. Thank you. Break it. Hey. Give me the groove. Heavenly.
Immediately, her word became accomplished fact. For Adam, having arisen, suddenly opened his eyes. And when he saw her, he said, When God's messengers saw Adam's female counterpart speaking with him, they became enamored with her and said to one another, "What sort of thing is this luminous woman? For she resembles that very likeness which appeared to God in the waters. Now come, let us lay hold of her and cast our seed into her, so she may not be able to ascend back into her light." And they pursued her, and she laughed at them for their witlessness and their blindness. And blowing mist in their eyes, she turned herself into a tree, the tree of knowledge. And in their clutches she left her shadowy reflection, an Eve resembling herself. After these things came to pass, God gave a command to Adam.
From every tree you may eat, but from the tree which is in the middle of paradise, do not eat, do not eat, do not eat. For on that day that you shall eat from the tree which is in the middle of paradise, you shall die, you shall die, you will die, you shall die, you shall die, you will surely
Then came the wisest of all creatures, who was called the beast, or the serpent. And when it saw the likeness of Eve, it said to her, "What did God say to you? Was it, 'Do not eat from the tree of knowledge?'" She said, "Not only did he say, 'Do not eat from it,' but 'Do not touch it, lest you die.'" He said to her, "Do not be afraid. In death you shall not die. For he knows that when you eat from it, your mind will open, and you will come to be like gods, knowing good from evil. Indeed, it was in jealousy that he said this to you, so that you would not eat from it." Thank you. And God came at the time of evening, walking in the midst of paradise. When Adam saw him, he hid himself. And God said, Adam, where are you? He answered and said, I am here under the fig tree. And God said, why were you hiding? And Adam answered, I was ashamed for being naked of knowledge. And at that moment God knew that Adam had eaten from the tree of which he had commanded him, do not eat of it. And he said to him, who is it who has instructed you? And Adam answered, the woman whom you have given me. And the woman said, it is the serpent who instructed me. And God cursed the serpent and called him devil. Afterwards, he came up to the woman and cursed her and her offsprings. After the woman, he cursed Adam and the land because of him, and the crops, and all things that he had created, he cursed. He had no blessing. Good cannot result from evil. And to his associates God said, behold, Adam has become like one of us, knowing evil and good. Then he said, let us cast him out of paradise, lest he take from the tree of life and eat, and become immortal, and become Lord, and despise us and disdain us in all our glory. Then he will denounce us along with our universe. Come. Let us expel him from paradise, down to the land from which he was taken, so that henceforth he might not be able to recognize anything better than we can. And so he expelled Adam from paradise along with his wife. And this deed that God had done was not enough for him. In fact, he was afraid. He therefore surrounded the tree of life with fiery living creatures called cherubim and put a flaming sword in their midst, fearfully twirling at all times so that no earthly being might ever enter that place. From that day God and his attendants knew that truly there was something mightier than them. And as their evils spread and multiplied, and ignorance ranged upon the earth, they were fearful of that power, the power of woman. But in their ignorance,